This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, September 7th. The Fallen Angel and a China tech fund were among the top-performing ETFs in August. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says the Guggenheim China Technology ETF, or CQQQ, was the best-performing ETF with a geographic focus outside the U.S.
This was up 12% in August. It was on fire. Why is it up so much relative to other China ETFs? Well, it holds stuff that these other ETFs don't. FXI, the big China ETF, only has 10-12% of tech names. So they're missing especially U.S.-listed China tech like Alibaba.
Balchunas says another top performer last month was a VanEck Vector's Fallen Angel High Yield Bond ETF, or ANGL, which gained 2.5%, bringing its total advance since the start of the year to 22%.
Look, here you have an ETF that holds BB-rated bonds, which is basically the highest quality junk, if you will. And it's outperforming high yield and investment grade by twofold.
ANGL tracks bonds that were recently cut to junk status from investment grade.
One of these rare cases where an ETF just seems to win year in and year out. The flows are now coming, by the way. So this thing's taken in about $240 million this year. Just to put that in perspective, that tripled the size of the ETF. It's now $300 million. So investors are really looking at this ETF now.
ANGL has a 12-month dividend yield of 5.4% and an expense ratio of 35 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.